Well, he's been a fine first-class cricketer for New South Wales for just on a decade in all forms, really. Longer form and especially the short form T20 had an incredible success, including one representation for Australia. Unfortunately, Benny Rohrer won't be with New South Wales this year. We thought we'd get him on the line and have a chat. G'day, Benny.
Jimmy Slats, how you going, boys?
Yeah, really well. I guess initially disappointment when not offered a contract for New South Wales. Were you keen to go around again, Ben?
Yeah, definitely. I thought I still had a bit to offer, even if it wasn't on field. Helping out the young guys off the field, I felt like I've done a bit of that over the last few years with some good success. But yeah, New South Wales thought otherwise, and that's the way professional sport is. There's no hard feelings at all. I've had a very good long career, and yeah, I'm sure I'll look back in the next few months and be very proud of what I've done.
Yeah, I know the feeling, Ben. I was a little younger, though, when they said that to me, but yeah. It is hard. Did you scout around in other states?
No, I didn't. I sort of was always wanted to play for New South Wales and pretty much was only going to play for them. So I'm at that sort of age now. Would have been tough to change states for just 1 year for my family and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I've moved forward now and picked up a job outside of the playing realm and off-field job for Cricket Tasmania, and I'm looking forward to getting stuck into that.
So how did that come about? And give us an understanding of what your requirements will be as, what is it, Talent Manager Tasmania?
Yeah, so pretty much talent ID, but also list management and recruitment for Cricket Tas for the next couple of years.
Right.
Yeah, so basically looking after the management of their list and, IDing players for the future selection, and then also manage them getting to that level as well as the plan. So I work closely with the head coach and the high performance staff down here to try and produce Australian Test cricketers.
And is that a total relocation for you, Benny?
Yeah, it is. We actually just got in yesterday. So
okay.
Had our first night in Hobart, and the gas that heats our place went off in the middle of the night. So it's bloody cold down here.
You don't need that down there.
Nah. You got the long sleeve sweater on.
No, you just get the ice skates on and just sort of slip and slide around. The dollar goes a bit further down in Tassie too, Benny.
I've heard that. I'm looking forward to finding out if that's true.
Yeah.
We do have a nice house here in Hobart for the same price that we're renting our little unit out in Sydney. So
nice.
That's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Big Bash, you're going to continue playing?
Yeah. So at least one more year with the Thunder, which is really good. I don't think I'm ready to finish playing just yet. So we'll see how we go after that and whether I can continue on.
As long as
the body feels up to it and I feel like I contribute, then I'll try and go around again.
We just had Matty Ballon on, who announced his retirement effective immediately. Asked him the question. I'll ask you the same. Career highlight. This will be interesting too, because you had Shield victories, you had short form. Many victories in short form, and had the appearance for Australia in the T20.
Yeah, when you guys wanted to speak to me, I was thinking about that and whether you'd ask me. And I think definitely be the Shield win in 2013-14.
Right.
I don't know. For me, 4-day cricket was always the pinnacle. Well, Test cricket would have been, but it was never good enough. But Shield cricket for me was the pinnacle of where I could get to. And to play alongside some fantastic players through that sort of year and win the final was very rewarding for me. I just find the contest of 4-day cricket so rewarding when you can get over the line.
And mate, it's a tricky one, but now you've retired, you can give us all the goss. You're out of contract with New South Wales. Every player might be out of contract at the end of the week. How do you see it all?
They might be, I'm a little bit removed from the detail now, but all I know is the players are very, very strong and united, so they're going to stick to their guns for a long time. So it may get to that point where they are locked out for the next little while until an agreement can be made. But yeah, it's not a good look for cricket, I don't think. So hopefully the two parties can come together and come to some sort of agreement soon.
Yeah, the tricky thing in the short term, Ben, is this the Australia A tour to South Africa. So I'm assuming none of the players or if there's no agreement reached, then they're out of contract. And if they're sticking together as a group, then they'll have to pull out of the tour, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I know. That was spoken about a few months ago, and
yeah.
I think that possibly is the plan. But I have, as I said, I've been away from it the last couple of weeks, whether they're still going to go ahead with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Women's World Cup was something that the players decided it was non-negotiable that the women should play in that. So yeah. This was the next big thing to look at possibly pulling out of. So, I don't know where they're standing on that at the moment.
Ben, the player that you played against or indeed with that gave you the most satisfaction, well, it mightn't have been if you played against them and they scored a couple of hundred, but was there anyone that you enjoyed watching play their cricket close up?
There's plenty in our side. I was played with some absolutely fantastically talented cricketers, and most of them are playing for Australia at the moment with Smith and Warner and Stark and Hazelwood. These guys are just unbelievable level above anywhere I could imagine going. But from other states, I think guys like James Hopes, George Bailey, guys who just masters of their craft and knew exactly what they were doing day in, day out, was a pleasure to watch those guys play.
Mm. Good on you, Benny. Well, listen, mate, fantastic stuff. You've had a wonderful career, and I like the fact you're moving into helping cricketers in this new role. So enjoy Tassie in this new role.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Well
appreciate
done. It. Ben Rohrer.